What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
So we've been back at school in Boston for about 4 days now, and it has been packed. You know, going from summer, we were at home, it was super chill, independent, to now it's been 4 days of just doing so much, meeting so many new people. It's been super interesting. And I mean, even though I'm so independent and good with just being with myself, and I know that we do preach that as like a baseline for living a solid life, I am such a social person and I thrive so much more when I'm around good people. So being back, talking to people, doing things, you know, whether I know them or not, has been really energizing in a sense. And I think a lot of people are in the same space where we just got back, new school, new routine. It's exciting and no one wants a minute of downtime. You know, there's always something.
But I'm also like, okay, time to chill for a second, reconnect with myself and how I'm feeling. So that's what we're going to do right now. We got here on Wednesday. Our first morning on Thursday, we went to the gym. It's kind of a new gym for us, even though it's the school gym and we are sophomores. We didn't go to it last year. We went to a different gym. So this was kind of our first time and also our first time in a while just going to a gym with other people and not our home gym. So obviously going into that, you don't really know what to expect. And I think that I have a tendency to go into situations automatically thinking that people don't want me there or are going to be judgmental based on past life experiences. And you know, that's sad. It's something that Catherine and I have both really come to terms with this week and will probably be a recurring topic during this episode because we know that it's something we need to work on and, you know, unlearn in a sense. But my point in saying that is that even as people who are fitness professionals and who are very confident in the gym, we still felt kind of uncomfortable going into that new environment. And it's normal to be a little anxious going into a new situation or a new environment with new people.
And that is the mindset that we had going into it, you know, that people were going to be judgmental or cold or whatever it is, just maybe not even interact or connect at all. But it was actually the opposite of what happened. Literally within 5 minutes of being in that gym, we had met and started talking to a girl in the squat rack next to us. My friend was a few squat racks over, so we were talking to him between sets. As we were finishing up, two of our friends came in from their workout. They found us to say hi, and then we spotted them as we were leaving, and we were all just like jumping and waving at each other from across the gym. And I mean, there were even just little one-off comments and smiles to the people around you. So we went in kind of nervous and apprehensive, but it was such a positive experience.
Yeah, I also forgot how much being in an environment with other people pushes me in the gym. You get kind of hyped up by having other people around you, and that workout was like more efficient and effective than any that I've had recently, and my heart rate stayed up throughout the whole workout, so it felt super great. Friday morning, we went to the gym again, and then I haven't been since. I mean, it's only Sunday, but we are both taking the whole weekend off instead of just Sunday like I typically would because, you know, we've just been so busy with other things and tired and didn't want to go yesterday when we typically would. Also, we have been walking so much. Like, every day we've been going back and forth and back and forth to people's houses on the other side of campus.
And, okay, that is something that I missed so much about. Like, I'm just so excited to get walking as, like, my main form of transportation back again. Because that's just, it's so fun and exciting. But, I mean, we've done the same route, like, same walk so many times.
Yeah, it's crazy how many times we've done that same walk. But with that, we've been meeting so many new people and doing a lot of things.
I've introduced myself to so many people. Okay, the other thing is no one knows my real name. Because, number one, just, like, I don't remember their names because there are so many people. They're not remembering mine. It just doesn't stick. That's okay. And then number two, no one understands my name to begin with. I don't really want to give the whole spiel, but so long, so confusing. Like, don't worry. So I've just gone straight to the nickname and been introducing myself as AC, and I'm kind of having an existential crisis about it because no one knows the real thing, but that's besides the point.
I like AC though. It's cool. I think she should stick with it.
Yeah. So the last few days, we've just been seeing friends we haven't seen in a while, meeting all of their friends, introducing them to ours, and it's been pretty good. My high for the week, okay, is we walked into our friend's place, and they had our podcast up. So it's like five guys in this apartment, and we don't really talk about social media or like the podcast stuff with them often, but when we walk in, first of all, they were like cooking dinner for themselves, and that's adorable in and of itself, but they had the podcast up just playing on their TV, and it was so funny. Everyone was laughing, and because they clearly put it up as a joke. They were like, oh my god, stop, they're here, like turn it off now. So funny. But they were 30 minutes in, and I just assumed they skipped forward. But then later in the night, they started quoting things that we said throughout the episode. Like, they actually genuinely listened. And at first, it made me happy that they cared enough to even just put it up when we walked in the door, because that's hilarious. But no, they genuinely listened. And like Carol and I said, we have such a tendency to, like, because of how other people have acted in the past, to just think that no one actually cares. But like, that was so sweet and funny. So that was my high. Just an unexpected good moment. And then a low has been, I am feeling the pressure of the whole this year has to be such a good year mentality. And mm-hmm. we'll get into it later in the episode, mm-hmm. but that is my low for the
week. Definitely on the mind.
Definitely on the mind. And then my goal with that is to just be more open to continuing friendships with people. I am someone, like, I'm so down to just meet anyone, hang out with anyone, and enjoy that time at least once. But then I struggle to want to continue that friendship. I think I just sense from the beginning if I like you or I don't, if we, like, connect.
Yeah, if you, like, vibe with someone yeah. or not.
And if it's even a little bit awkward, I try and just stop the friendship because, like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want you to not enjoy it. I don't want anyone to, like, not be having fun. But even if we're not like best friends from day one, don't get along so perfectly from the very first time you meet someone, that's okay. That's normal. Like, I need to understand that and just, but I still have that mental block, and I've known this for so long, but I've improved on it, but we're going to still try and keep being continuously opened. That's my goal. What about you?
Well, okay, before I get into mine, like, I honestly, like, feel that so much, too. Like, I think that the initial, like, meeting someone, you know, you do those introductions, you tell them about yourself, like, that's kind of the easy part, because it's, like, you have,
it's
you
so
know,
rehearsed.
You, like, have your You've spiel done it, yeah. that you give about yourself, but then, you know, kind of taking the friendship, like, kind of to another step once you get past those
genuine.
First interactions and making it genuine is kind of, that's the harder part. So I'm with you on that. I would say my high is probably all of the walking around outside that we've done. And that tells you something about me, that with all of the socialization and parties and all of that stuff, my high so far is literally the walking to and from, because there's just something about walking around a city, especially at night, that I love, either with yourself, except don't walk alone in the dark by yourself, but just, like, walking around by yourself, just thinking and enjoying the moment, or being with friends, laughing, making plans, recapping the night. All of that is just such a good feeling. And my low, though, is moments of feeling out of place, which sounds deep and sad, and I don't really mean for it to be, but I have had moments the past few days, among all of the fun stuff, of questioning whether this is really where I belong right now. And
questioning everything?
Questioning everything. And my goal for this next week is just to be as present and in the moment as I can be.
And that whole idea of being present is just being aware and understanding of your life, your environment, everything, you know, good or bad. And I think being present often has a positive connotation. And it definitely does. I love that about it. It pairs so well with positive moments. You know, being present in a good moment will always make the moment better. The other side of that is understanding in the not so good moments that if you're present and you're aware, you can try to understand what's going on, and then you know how to combat it.
Yeah, things can change so fast, though. So many moments these past couple of days, I have gone straight from, I'm so excited, this is going to be the best year ever, to, I don't think this is where I belong, I literally want to leave.
Like,
and
polar
opposite.
Extremes.
And I don't honestly know what the truth is. You know, I really want this year to be amazing. I want everything to feel right and feel like it's exactly how it should be. I need that because it's been so long since I have felt like every single thing in my life lined up. Like, I've been building up all of these different elements of my life separately, and I feel like I've just been on the edge of my seat waiting for them to all come together, knowing how good it all could be and how good I know that I deserve it to be. But is it here that I'm going to find that? Is it right now that I'm going to find that? I don't know.
I understand that entirely and feel like the exact same way. And it really hit us on our walk home last night. It was all I could think about. And I just kept going back and forth, telling myself, one, that I need to just embrace it and make the most of it and be okay with this being what life is right now in every aspect. And then I would, you know, go to the other end and started thinking about the idea that actually I don't need to settle in any capacity. I don't need to force myself to be comfortable in an environment, in a life that's just like okay, you know? What did I say last night? I said, I'm done settling and like making things work, making the best of things. Like, I want things to just be the best in the first place, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know personally, I think very big picture. I'm good at setting goals and making game plans and always having that big picture in mind. And I love that about myself. But I also think that it makes it harder for me to just go with the flow and live in the moment. Like, little things that happen can trigger huge decisions in my mind. I could have one bad conversation with someone and then my head is spinning. Like, okay, clearly we aren't friends. They don't actually like me. I don't connect with anyone. What do I do?
Okay, wait, that's exactly what my goal was for this week.
Yeah, or for example, I had one bad night last night. That wasn't even like that bad of a night. It was just
it
like,
it
wasn't great. And immediately my mind goes to, I don't think this is where I belong. This isn't what I want in life. I want to drop out and move somewhere. How do I do that? Where do I go? And those things could all very well be true, but they might also not be. And I don't have to make those huge decisions right in the moment and drive myself crazy with it, but I usually do. I usually am in a constant battle of trying to be where my feet are, but also always wanting to think big picture. And there needs to be both. Like, there needs to be both. You need to be thinking about the future while you're living in the present, but it's not that easy to find the perfect balance of that. And that is something that I am actively working on.
I think your take on big picture is interesting because mine, I would say I am super good with the flow. Like, I don't really stress over the small details in the sense that I don't need a super specific game plan or a hyper developed itinerary for doing something. And this goes for like plans with a friend or long-term goals. I just understand that I'm going to do it and it's going to happen. And of course, I'll map things out in my head and like plan things out on paper too. But I don't put too much pressure on all the mundane little parts of it yet. We are still feeling the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We definitely both think big picture and are always like looking at the big game plan. But I don't know. I would say that that's just like what my brain goes to a lot of the time. And this is like funny because I always use it as an excuse. Like when my mom gets mad at me if my like room is messy or if I didn't do the dishes and stuff, I'm like,
no,
mom,
she really
like,
does. That's not funny. Like, she really does.
What, when she gets mad at me for that?
Yeah. So her room will be a little messy and she'll be like, I just don't. It's just, I think big picture.
No, yeah, that's like my excuse for things because I'm like, mom, like, I'm just not good at the details. Like,
even
you can trust
things.
Me to do everything big picture. Like, I will accomplish all of the big things that I have in my head that I want to accomplish, but all of the little details and things I struggle with, right? Like, my room might be a mess, but, like, I know where I'm going to be in 10 years, you know? It's like that kind of thing.
But, like,
I need both.
The way I don't stress over those little things, but, like, I am on top of them. Like, my room is always, like, I like having my room cleaned.
And don't
those
get,
things.
Don't get me
you
wrong.
I mean?
I do, too.
Her room is clean.
Don't get me wrong.
Her room
I
is
do
clean.
Too. It's just not where my brain goes. My brain fixates on the future and the long-term stuff. And I do think
the
that
macro stuff.
I do think that ultimately that's what keeps me moving forward because it's almost like I'm constantly manifesting. That's what I like to think because, you know, the concept of, like, manifesting things is, like, you are thinking of those things and you are fully believing that you are going to have those things that you want and you're going to reach those goals that you want to reach. And I think that the fact that that's like what my brain is always thinking about does help me out, because it's like I have no doubt in my mind that I will get everywhere that I want to get and do everything that I want to do. So it's like I'm always manifesting my future and it's always pushing me forward. But it does kind of like keep my head in the future, and like I need to work on feeling more present and going with the flow a little bit more. The thing is, if we weren't talking about feeling this way in this podcast and we were just putting up all of the curated pictures of our best moments on social media, you would have no idea that we were having these doubts and struggles. You might think that everything in our lives and everything in everyone else's lives was perfect, and you may feel wrong for feeling some of the ways that you feel. You know, we've all seen all of the TikToks of being that girl and how it looks so perfect and so aesthetically pleasing, you know? A girl who's independent, health and wellness focused, gets up early, works out, eats well, wears perfect outfits, all that. By definition, I am that girl. And I'm telling you that it is not that perfect. It can be amazing and it can be so worth it, but it can also be so hard. What you see is the curated, romanticized moments, but that isn't everything.
And that curated, romanticized life is 100% absolutely real. Those moments exist, that lifestyle is true, that amazing world that is projected when you romanticize it is the world you live in. So value that while you understand that there is still more to it.
When you're going through a period of self-growth, you're not just temporarily doing something. You know, there's no end date. You're actually creating a new forever. You're creating new habits and mindsets. You're creating yourself, essentially.
And that will be uncomfortable. You're going to be constantly pushing boundaries and evolving. You may feel like things are changing too fast. You may feel like things aren't changing fast enough. And I know that can be scary at times, but once you let go of that fear that comes with it, you know, you're left with excitement about yourself. And okay, wait, this is my favorite story. I remember one time we were at the lake swimming with our neighbor. This was a couple years ago. So we were with our neighbor and her friend who we had met a bunch of times before, but this time she had a ton of new piercings on her ear. And somehow we started talking about them because they just looked so good on her and so fitting. And at one point in the conversation, she said the sentence, "I'm addicted to change." And I think about it so often, and it's been years, but I love it. The way she said it, it was so positive and intriguing and exciting, and that's what it's all about. Change like that, even if it's a new piercing, it's just fun and exciting. It's how you play with your life and enjoy it and make it good. But I really like that saying, and I think about it all the time. And I doubt she even remembers saying it, but it really stuck with me. My point is that change should be positive. It should be exciting, and it should make you proud to be who you are and who you're becoming.
Yeah, addicted to change. I like that.
I think about it all the time.
I feel that way sometimes too, but not in the way that you're like, you don't like who you are and all that stuff, and you feel like you have to change.
Right, or negativity. That's what I always say. You do it out of like the adrenaline rush, the excitement of it, the positive aspects.
Right,
of it
and always is and what wanting, keeps you coming wanting back to be it. Better. That's what I always say. Like, change shouldn't come from a place of hating yourself and thinking that you have to change. It should be from a place of like
empowerment,
loving yourself so much that you know that you deserve to change. You know that you deserve to make those positive changes that you see for yourself. You know, instead of coming from negativity, saying like, "Oh, like, I'm so horrible, like I need to be this way," being like, no, like I am so amazing, I'm such a badass, like
I am this way, so I'm going to be the physical embodiment of it as well.
Yeah, physical, like, mental, all of that.
I feel like there is a lapse between where you are mentally and where you are physically. That's even if true. It's just little, so you can think, that is the whole idea of manifestation, you know, you can think and understand in your head who you are, what you want, when you feel the most comfortable. But this whole idea of like goals and growth and self-improvement,
you're kind of always one step ahead of where you actually are. You're always one step ahead.
So the idea of self-improvement, it's not negative. You're not trying to fully change yourself. You're just trying to
become the person,
match everything in your life to who you actually are in the best way possible.
Become the person who you feel like you are in your head. Right? That's why we always say, like, the person that you know that you deserve to be, because if you are always thinking about that, if you really take that time to like connect with yourself and think about who it is that you really feel like you are, you really feel like you can be and want to be, then you're always one step ahead of that in your mind. And it's just about making the actual changes in your life to bring that about.
Yeah, make your physical
environment life,
and appearance around you
match what's in your head,
who you really are.
But that isn't always easy. Self-growth comes with some growing pains. That can come from your own mind. Maybe you have moments of self-doubt. You don't think you can do something. You question your own self-worth at times. Maybe some days you're feeling so strong and motivated, and then another day it feels a lot harder for you to stay disciplined and do your thing.
It can also come from relationships. You are leveling up. You probably have different values than some people around you. I mean, that is something I know we are going through right now. You know, you want different things out of life. You have different standards for yourself at the time, and that can mean growing apart from people. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. You just don't serve the same purpose in each other's life anymore, and you should honor that.
Yeah, it's natural, but it's not easy.
Oh, for sure.
Some people may be toxic in your life, and you realize that, and you have to actively choose to leave that relationship behind, but other times, you may have really great relationships that just grow apart, and
there's no definitive, like, fight or big blowout. It's just a natural progression of how it is.
Yeah, and those times, honestly, might be harder because
they're harder
because
there's so much left unknown and like unspoken and unresolved.
I don't know, they're both hard situations, but it's like when there is a person who is toxic who you like actively decide that you have to cut out, it's like, okay,
it's a lot simpler
in your mind, and you said, this is over, I'm done, I've moved on. When it's a relationship that you like, you really wish that you could maintain, and you like, you
and
want
you have
to have
tried
it
so
and
hard
you
to
have,
maintain it, but it just doesn't, it doesn't fit. It's like trying,
it's like you've just grown in separate ways. Like, you're evolving in one way and they're evolving in the other. So yeah, that can be hard. So that's kind of the relationship aspect of self-growth and the growing pains that come with it, that, you know, it's hard growing apart from people. You may feel lonely at times. You may feel like you're losing some relationships. It may be difficult to form new relationships.
But that's all for another episode, because we could talk about that. We could talk about that forever.
Yeah.
But the fact that your life looks and feels different, that can also be a scary thing. Like we said before, you are reinventing everything.
You're reinventing, like, your life,
you are
kind of
amping it up. And a lot of people go wrong in the way that they put timelines on things. Like, I'm going to go on a diet for a month, or I'm going to work out every single day for a month. And then that end date comes, and then what do? You go right back to where you were before you started that, losing all the benefits you tried to gain from it, you know? There isn't an end, and you just have to feel the change in the moment and go with it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be creating a life that you want to put an end date on. You shouldn't need an escape from it, you know? But with that sense of comfort that comes from knowing that something is temporary and has an end date, it can feel overwhelming and scary when you're going through that change without an end date.
I like the angle that you're not so much like going through change as you are just in it. And just put emphasis on being aware of where you are in that, you know, evolution of yourself. Be appreciative of that rather than constantly chasing just that end goal and not admiring the steps that you took to get there. It's the journey, not the destination.
Life's the climb, but the
life's
view's
the climb,
great.
The view's
life's
great.
The climb, but the view's great. Hannah Montana movie, my hands-down favorite movie in the world. I should watch it. It's been a while since I've watched it, but that movie gets me every time. I do think that's true, though. You know, you don't want to be I actually do like what you said. Like, you're in the change instead of just like going through it, because you should be actively living through it. You shouldn't be like waiting for the change to be complete for you to live your life. You should be living through it. You shouldn't be constantly waiting. Like, everyone's like, oh, when I lose 5 pounds, then I'll do this. Like, oh, when I
shut up,
graduate something, then I'll do this. Oh, like when I have like a new friend. I'll do
like no.
You
stop waiting.
You need
waiting.
To be living your life.
Live your
right
life
now and letting yourself
when
evolve
that happens,
as you continue to
oh
live.
Oh my god,
it.
Celebrate when you actually accomplish whatever it is. But
don't wait to live to do
not
that because
wait to live.
Cause then you'll never live. There'll always be
there'll
another
always be something
thing you'll want to get.
Yeah, it's ever changing and.
There'll always be something
always,
else that you're chasing.
Yeah.
So you need to live in the moment while you're evolving and while you're doing that.
Thank you.
Every single change that you make in your life is going to come with some discomfort, whether it's a change that you're making to yourself or a change of your situation. Deciding that you want to live a healthier lifestyle and then forming those permanent habits to do that is an internal change that for the most part is in your control. Moving to a new country or state or a new school or job is this external change that you may not have so much control over. Both can be exciting, both can be great, but both come with these growing pains.
And that's kind of what we're going through right now. Coming to school and feeling so many changes, it may be amazing, it may end up being one of the best things ever, but right now, along with that excitement, is coming a lot of uncertainties and challenges, and there are so many different directions that we could go and different types of experiences that we can embrace with this new setting at school right now. And I don't know, I just don't know how I want this part of my life to be right now. And
that's scary.
So uncomfortable.
It's scary and uncomfortable in itself to have all of that uncertainty and not even be certain with what it is that you do want. That, I think, is almost the hardest part when
you can't even
place exactly what it is that you do want. And it's like,
you can't figure out how to get there because you don't know what you're trying to get to.
Yeah, maybe you have some things that you want to get to. Maybe it's like more of an abstract idea. But I do think that a lot of what we're feeling right now is just that things are different and changing. We're new people. We're in a new environment. And it's hard to place right away what it is exactly that we want right now and exactly how to get those things. And also, you can't just snap your fingers and have everything that you want, you know? Like, I think that's something that we need to get a little bit better at, too. Like I was saying, like, having one bad night last night and literally our minds were both spinning, like, okay, we're dropping out. Where are we moving? What do we do now?
That's not even a joke. Every minor inconvenience that I've had since being here, I'm like,
It's over.
I'm dropping out.
I'm done.
I'm done. I'm dropping out.
And it can't be like that. Like, that can't be where our minds go because it's, like, not everything is perfect in every second. And not everything just comes to you all at once. Everything is a journey and there's going to be phases and times where maybe everything does line up and feel perfect. But for the most part, not everything is all going to be all lined up at the exact same time.
All the time.
All the time.
Honestly, talk to us in a week and like, check in next week, and it's going to be
like
such a different narrative.
So tumultuous. Like, the feelings are changing, like, constantly.
Constantly.
And it's, like, it's hard to even keep up with your own emotions sometimes when these things happen and when things are, like, ever-changing. It can be exciting, but it's also very overwhelming.
So exciting and so uncomfortable, but, like, the discomfort is what makes it exciting, and it's, like, this whole cycle. But also, like, you don't want to be uncomfortable ever. Like, you don't deserve to ever be the bad kind of uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The good kind of uncomfortable we love.
Mm-hmm.
So,
honestly,
which one is this?
Honestly, we don't have the solution for this. We are simply just talking through it with you guys right now because it's something that I think that a lot of us are going through right now, but also for a lot of our lives, because our lives are ever changing. Like, people say it all the time, it's like you find yourself and then
you have found
by
yourself.
The time
yeah.
Time you found yourself, it's been so long that now you're actually gonna start chasing a new person and new goals. Like, our lives are ever changing, and that's also why we said we can't constantly
be waiting for
something else, because it's like, what? When you get there, there's going to be other things that you want. It's not like you're going to get there and then everything's going to be perfect and now you can start living. It's like you have to live through all of these things, feel the things that you're feeling. And I think that a huge part of it is like being super connected and aware of yourself. Like, I will say this like all the time. It's like, you kind of have to be your own best friend in a sense that you're like having conversations with yourself. You're not always having to like look for other people to talk through your feelings with and stuff. Like, you can literally just have a conversation with yourself in your mind and be like, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I want to do, this is what I want.
This is how our conversations go. Like, for me, in my head, before this podcast, like, this podcast was just my internal monologue going at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just sharing it with you, but, like, talk to yourself.
Talk to yourself. That's so important. And
say it out loud if you need to.
Yeah, I think...
Write it down.
I think a lot of people are so dependent on other people, and that is not a bad thing, to confide in other people and have people to confide in.
Absolutely.
But you also need to be able to have a relationship with yourself and to be able to speak to yourself and know what you want and be able to, like, feel your emotions and come to terms with everything that you feel, good and bad, and kind of be able to put yourself first. Because if you don't, if you aren't friends with yourself, how are you going to put yourself first?
Who are you going to be friends with?
Yeah. Seriously. Who are you going to be friends with? It's like, if you don't love yourself, how can you expect other people to love
you? If you are not, like...
That was a lot, but...
That was a lot. Like, what?
No, but it's like, how... Why would you be searching for those feelings from other people when you can't even give them to yourself?
So the best thing you can do is just make sure you are always being present and aware with yourself, being really in tune with how you feel and what you want, which, guys, throwback to last episode when we talked about how this was going to be, like, me opening up. Look at me now. Look at me now.
Look at her go.
Look at me go. And just do the things that feel right for you. Seek the changes you want to make. Create the person who you want to be. And it... Know that it comes with a lot of challenges, but they are so worth it. So worth it.
And we're all in this together, because this was kind of just the two of us, like, debriefing and having our own, like, little therapy session with each other.
With you.
With you.
With you, with each other.
All together, a group hang.
We don't hope that you guys are feeling the same way, but we do know that you can understand it, and mm-hmm. you probably are
to some
you probably
extent,
can't apply your own personal scenario to some of the points that we're saying about our own scenario.
And if nothing else, you can understand that, you know, all of these, like, aesthetically pleasing things of being that girl that you see is not the whole picture, and that if you've been comparing your own self-growth journey to that, thinking that, you know, everything has to be perfect, that you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to start being active, I'm going to start being eating more healthy, I'm going to start dressing cuter, blah, blah, blah. You don't just make that decision one day and then every day from now on, everything is perfect and easy like that.
No, you still have to choose every day that you're going to continue that. Like, you still have to put in the work, but that's what's the most rewarding and fun part about it, is continuing to do that. You don't just do it once and it becomes second nature. Like,
continuously evolving.
Continuously
evolving.
That's
what it's all about. Missing someone. Welcome to the Double Take, where you guys ask us your questions and we give you our answers.
That was a kind of heavy episode, so we're gonna do some
lighthearted
questions today. All right, so number one, how do I schedule workouts when I have school and a job? It was so easy this summer.
We feel you.
It's
definitely about to get a lot harder. You need to schedule your workouts in like you would anything else, right? You're going to school, you're working, those things you have a schedule for. You have time blocks for. You have a time that you go to class, you have a time that you go to work. Look at your schedule and figure out what the best time is that you can fit your workout in. What works best for you? Are you someone who likes to get up early and start your day with it? Do you like to do it at night to kind of decompress from everything? Do you like to do it in the middle of the day when you have a break?
Yeah, if you're in college and you have morning and, like, later classes, in the middle of the day works for you. Like, that is perfect. It doesn't matter what time you go. You can switch it up every day if you need to, but just make sure you get it in. You can schedule it in a calendar. Like, I put mine in my calendar, even though I know I go in the morning or enjoy, like, going in the morning.
Yeah, we all know that, like, if you just say you're going to do something, but you don't actually, like, schedule it in or, like, really make the intention to do it, then it's so easy to just, like, let time get away from you and not do it. So pick your time and stick to it. Set your alarm in the morning and get up if that's what you're going to do. Or if you're going in the afternoon, tell yourself when you're going to go, put your clothes on, get yourself out the door and go, because you're going to feel so much better in the moment and long term when you do. And I know that it's harder when you feel so much busier with other things and you're like, damn, I've been working my brain so hard today at work and at school, and it's like, oh, I would just like to take a nap. But you could also look at a workout as like a mental break, because it kind of is. Like, as mental as it is, like, it's not mental in the same way that school and work is gonna be. Like, you get to kind of like physically connect and get that energy out in that way and like take a break from thinking of school and stuff.
Yeah, it's an outlet, and it's it can be fun and beneficial to your day. So if you just, you can also like look at it differently than a task, you know, like school, work, those are more like aggressively tasks and like often have less of a personal tie to it. But when you're doing a workout, like, you are, you're doing that for you. It is a different type of exertion mentally and obviously physically. So it's different. It's not like, oh my God, I have to do this now.
It's like, you get to do it. That's your you time.
That's what it's fun.
That's your you time. And
yeah,
that is honestly the best way to look at it, because it's like, that's what it is. Even though you're already doing so much during your day and you're tired, like, I feel so much better when I do work out, because then it's like, okay, I've done something for me today.
It's like, it's a little reset, rejuvenation of your energy. And then you can, if you do it midday, like between school and work, then oh my God, you're like reset, just start over. Now you're like energized for work. You're gonna, it's gonna make everything better. And I know it's, it might be hard to like get yourself there in the moment, but once you're there, you know you're going to enjoy it. Once you leave, you know you're grateful that you actually ended up going. So if you just bring yourself back to that, it will be easy. It will be easy.
And once you get into that habit of it and you figure out how it works well in your schedule, you get used to it, it'll just become second nature. You know, it'll be a change of routine and schedule at first.
Yeah.
But then it'll start really working for you.
And once you get used to it, like, you won't be able to go a couple days without it. Without wanting to be there. And then you're good. You're golden.
Somebody asked, have you and your sister always been close? What are you thinking, Catherine?
Yes, but, like, not in this way. You know, we obviously, we have no other siblings, so it's always been the two of us. We've shared toys and stuff since we were babies. Mm-hmm. And we shared a room for a little bit until, what did we say, like, we're six maybe?
Yeah, we've shared rooms on and off. And obviously now, for the past 4 days and for the rest of the semester, we're roommates. So that's going to be like a whole new thing to navigate.
It's a lot of time together. But once, this is also because we're just not in classes and we are spending a lot
more
of time like
in the room.
Doing things together. Because when we do things that aren't like school or our own work stuff,
We're likely doing them together
just because we have similar friends, similar interests. We end up at the same places. But that was kind of how it was throughout, like, middle and high school. Well, forever, we've always had the same friends, done the same sports, just, like, been interested in the same things. Mm-hmm. So we've always done stuff together, but now we're so... I feel like it's so much more involved when, obviously, we're, like, doing a podcast together. Like, we have to work together, and it's required a lot more, like, communication and understanding.
Yeah, definitely,
and
more,
like,
communication and understanding. That's nice.
It's a lot more complex now.
I think my perspective is, like, we always have been close. We've always been each other's only siblings. We've always been friends. We've always been interested in the same things. But I think that maybe when we were younger, we maybe tried to fight it a little bit more, in a sense. Like, we would try to, like, do things that were different from each other, try to make different friends, when in reality we like a lot of the same things. We're
it doesn't make
interested
sense
in
to,
a lot of the same things. So I think that while we've always been close, we've maybe like leaned into it a little more recently. Like
just like
the
kind of
fact that
accepted it and worked with it rather than
worked with it rather than against it. So
I remember once, so they were in our high school, like twins, identical twins that were a year older than us. I don't remember their names, but I remember walking past, there's a wall at the end of the year where everyone put up where they were going to school or what they were doing after high school, if they were going into the military or working, they would just like put up their plans for after high school. And these two twins put up their little notes next to each other and they were going to the same school, and I didn't know them, but I was walking by and heard their friends talking about it, and they were looking at it and they're like, oh my god, they're going to the same school, like, and they're on the same sports team, and like they're rooming together, and I like
people kind of talking down
people
on
talking
it.
Down
I totally
on
remember
it,
this too,
right?
I vividly remember this,
and I feel like I think about that way more than I realize, or way more than I should, but like,
because I think in the moment we were both like, oh,
we both
like that
oh,
won't be us,
that
we're
won't
not
be
going
us,
to school
like, we're
together.
Not going to school together, and we are, and it's fine, and now
and
it's like good,
a great situation.
It, like,
I'm
it,
so
it
glad we did.
It genuinely wouldn't work if we weren't going to school together, like, we would not be here doing this stuff if we weren't going to school together, like,
mm-hmm.
we couldn't, but I don't know, I just always think about that, and I feel like that's why I also tried to, because everyone would always group us together. And I think that the reason
we wanted
tried
to
fight
be independent,
it,
we wanted people to think of us separately as much as we are together and we are similar. We are different
but
people.
But the reason we would ever, it never like, oh my god, we are so separate. It never was like a huge thing. But mentally, I feel like we would always
try to separate us.
Not because we wanted to, but just because of the way other people, like,
we just
saw
kind of,
it and talked about it and looked at it. But
maybe we just felt like we had to
kind of
be different people. But the more that we've like grown up and matured, we've realized like we work so much better together.
Yeah.
And we
and
both
we enjoy,
have a lot of the same interests,
yeah,
and we can go farther together. We enjoy being together.
And also, it doesn't matter what other people think. They can think whatever they want.
Period. And I think now that we're older too, like, people actually like appreciate the fact that we're really close. Maybe. Or, like, people, like, understand it more, like, think it's more
well,
cool.
If you're, like, friends with us or with us, it's not like, oh, they are together. It's like, if we're in a group of people, it is the same dynamic as if we were just two friends.
Yeah.
You know? It's not like, that doesn't change much that we're, you know, to an outsider.
So we have always been close.
We have
but
always
our
been
relationship
close,
has,
but
like,
it's
evolved.
It's evolved.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a lot stronger and, like, bigger. All right, final question. I'm super indecisive. Can someone please help me decide what I should make for lunch?
This is a loaded question.
It's a loaded question.
There's so many options.
I didn't ask this question, but I am wondering the same thing. What do you want?
Okay, so I think personally, like, it's always so easy for me to make, like, a more breakfasty type lunch just to make, like, oatmeal or yogurt or like something,
I feel like those
something
are quicker
like that,
to make
or like
too,
a smoothie,
you know,
bowl, because they're so quick to make. But I know that I always feel so much better if I have something like savory and vegetable based for lunch. So that's what I'm gonna suggest.
Vegetables are so good.
My favorite lunch in a perfect world, what I would like have every day, is like a salad with a protein and roasted veggies and like some sort of good dressing. Like, honestly, you almost can't beat that for me. And, like, if you want some, like, a grain in there, too, like, maybe quinoa, brown rice, something like that. So, like, get a base of greens, add some roasted veggies, add a grain, add a protein, put on a nice dressing. Yum. And there's so many different, like, things that you can do with that and so many different ways you can take it. So, that's my suggestion. I'm going to give you that, like, outline, and then you can like fill the details with whatever like actual items you want.
Okay, what do we have here? Because I need to make lunch in a second too.
I bought a butternut squash to roast. We have a little bit of rice because we prepped rice the other day. It's like a baby butternut squash. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like not that big. We have a bunch of chicken, and Captain cooked chicken the other day, like a lot of it, meal prepped it. We also have some ground turkey if you want to make that. We have some chicken sausages. I had that for breakfast, though, with eggs. That was really good.
Yeah, I've she been finished like all the eggs. I was so no, excited I didn't. You had for some. I had like half an egg.
Yeah. Go for anything in a bowl is good. That's all I've got to say.
That's all I'm gonna say. Now I have to figure out what I want to make for lunch and what I can make because I feel like we should go grocery shopping. I feel like I should go grocery shopping.
We have like a lot of proteins, but maybe not so many vegetables and like stuff like that.
But if you don't want like a super vegetably savory lunch,
think about exactly what it is that you want. Yeah, Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt will never serve you wrong.
Greek yogurt, frozen blueberries on top.
A
little cinnamon, maybe.
Cinnamon.
I don't think we have cinnamon here.
We do.
Oh. Maybe I'll have that for lunch. All right. Well, I hope you have a good lunch, and I hope you guys have a good day or night, whenever you're listening to this. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Set your own goals for the week if you're listening to this on Monday, or if you're listening any other day of the week, just kind of take a minute to think about what you want. Think about what you want out of life.
Whether it's lunch or a life goal.
Or a life goal. Go for it, because we're girls with goals over here. We're just people with goals. But girls with goals, like, alliteration. Goals. But we are people with goals. See you guys next week.
Bye.